Have you ever once allowed an opportunity to slip through your fingers like sand? If so, have you ever dedicated a huge part of your life to making sure it doesn't happen again? Like any story that begins with questions like this, my answer would be yes. Volleyball is a huge part of my life. As the years went on, it got much more competitive. My teammates and I have been through the ups and downs together as the skill level of other teams increased. We are all great friends, even though we want to kick each other's butts during school season, since most of us go to different schools. My sophomore year was the year a large amount of talent and potential emerged from each one of us. Our goal for that year was to win a bid to the national championship. Three opportunities. Three chances in Baltimore, Maryland, York, Pennsylvania, and Indianapolis, Indiana. You would think with three chances it would be almost easy to say, oh, we'll get it next time. Yes, we could have gotten it next time and the next time if we weren't for losing the matches that could have gotten us the bid to nationals. One of my teammates and I had missed the first couple of days of the Baltimore bid qualifier due to an orchestra trip to Disney World. Upon our return, our coach called each one of us separately on the phone and begged us to drive down to Baltimore to play the last day. He asked us, do you want to come win a championship? My first thought was, hell yeah, I want to win a championship. So it was said and done that we were going to surprise our team. My friend's mom, my mom, me, and my friend drove down together. The next day began with each team getting better and better as the day went on. Before I knew it, the match to earn a bid to nationals started. We were only points away from winning. Unfortunately, we lost. Our second chance came along. The next bid tournament was held in New York, Pennsylvania. We had almost the same outcome like the loss in Baltimore, except this one was only one match away. Through our fingers, it went once again. Our last try was held in Indianapolis, Indiana. You would think that we would have finally taken the bid this time. We got third place, the highest a Pittsburgh Elite team has ever placed at the Indianapolis Mideast qualifying tournament. However, it was only the second and first place teams who got the bids to nationals. Nationals then became only a dream for the future. A whole year passed, and our team from sophomore year was not the team everyone used to know. In addition to improving our skill by a large number, a new middle hitter and a defensive specialist were added to our team. They improved our game and immediately became part of our little family. Again, the goal of our junior year was to make it to the national championship. Our first big qualifying tournament was back in Indianapolis, where we had history. In the big qualifying match, we played a team called Black Swamp, who we've had a rivalry with for about a year. Although the main goal was to beat them to take the bid, my goal was to beat them because I didn't like them. The outcome was not as expected, and we lost. But bid number one, gone. I recognized that feeling of defeat. The anger and frustration I felt only made me work harder in practice the next week to ensure we leave the next weekend's tournament with a bid to nationals. The next tournament was held in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I had a great feeling about that weekend. The first day passed like a breeze, undefeated for the day. Day two, undefeated. The third and final day is always the most competitive. The very first team we played was very skilled and cunning, as was the second team in which we beat, sending them back to Florida with no bid. During that match, some sort of animal was unleashed inside me. Every point we earned felt like a championship point. When that match was over, the team and I got a break for about an hour. I knew very well that at the end of that hour, the only chance we had of winning that bid was going to begin. I know very well what loss, defeat, and disappointment feels like, and there was no way this opportunity was going to grow legs and walk away for a fifth time. There was a Dunkin' Donuts on the other side of the enormous convention center. My mom and I decided to walk down and get some food. During that walk, I barely talked, I barely smiled, and I barely tamed the animal that was waiting to come out for its dinner. All I could think about was winning the next match. I couldn't imagine what I would do and how I would feel if for some reason we ended up losing and nationals would go down the toilet. We arrived at the Dunkin' Donuts and waited at a table for our delicious donuts. It was a long wait since the shop was packed. During our sitting, I heard my mom say, "Relax, you're gripping the table." I looked down to see my hand firmly grasping the edge of the table, knuckles starting to turn white. Didn't even realize how tense I was until I released my vice grip. I did not feel like myself. I usually leave my killer instinct on the court, but after the last match, it never left my body. It was like I was possessed. I know that probably sounds creepy and or weird, but I am a fierce competitor who only wants to destroy an opponent's spirit. The history of these past losses lit a match under my butt. We finally received our donuts and got ready to leave. I was so wound up for this next match that I barely remember walking back to the courts. All I really remember was taking a bite out of my donut and some creepy 14-year-old looking kid who was staring at me like he thought he had a chance with me. Before I knew it, I was back on the court about to start one of the most important matches of my volleyball career. The whole team entered the court looking at the other team like a raw piece of meat. The whistle blew and we pounced. Point after point was scored like it was the last. We took set one, then took set two like a piece of cake and won the match. Finally, we won our bid to the national championship. in Dallas, Texas, where we earned 7th place in the nation, and I got to eat a bull testicle. 1 year it took to compete for an opportunity to play the most skilled volleyball teams in the country. 1 year of wondering whether or not nationals would ever become a memory of our teenage lives. I have to say, personally, the qualifying tournament was the best tournament I have ever played. I was a completely different person. To this day, I've only seen glimpses of that crazy athlete who endowed my body that weekend in Philadelphia, 2013. However, I know she will be back. One day she will not only visit my body, I will become her.